Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Coach Kerr is with us, and every week, Great Clips sponsors our conversation with Coach Kerr. Plus, they've got a special gift for one lucky listener immediately following our conversation. We will give away one $125 gift card to Great Clips. So with that, out to the River Islands guest line we go. Time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. And sports success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And it is also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Out from the east where the Warriors sit, it is Coach Kerr. Hey, Coach, how are we doing today?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're good. I actually want to start off by playing something for you, some commentary from someone in your business. Can I play this for you real quick?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, here he is.
You know, I guess we had a 3-on-1 fast break where two guys went for the alley-oop and it didn't go in. And you know, my good friend Steve Kerr texted me. I'm like, what was the hell was up with that 3-on-1? And I said, yeah, you know, I know, coach. And he was like, well, just to see you feel better, Draymond would have did the same thing and Steph would have pulled up and shot a three.
All right, so for those who don't know, that's Tommy Lloyd, the head coach in Arizona. You're blowing up his phone after that game, huh?
Yeah, we're pretty tight. Tommy's a great guy, fantastic coach, and we've gotten really tight over the years, so we text pretty frequently, and I wanted him to make him feel better. So, yeah, I just let him know. Our guys would have done the exact same thing, so don't worry about it.
Gutsy win for the Cats, and up next, it's the fighting Dunleavy's. Any side action between you and Mike with Duke and Arizona?
Uh-oh. There will for sure be side action, and, you know, no spread necessary. I mean, I know we're heavy underdogs, but I don't need any help. We're going to take them down.
Okay, so that's happening Thursday night. Night off for you guys. Like, are you the type that likes to go with the person who's rooting against you and watch together, or do you want to be as far away from Dunleavy as possible?
That's a good question. I have to admit, I mean, last night I turned it on, and before I could even sit down, it was 18-4.
Right.
I turned it off and I watched White Lotus.
Nice. I mean,
yeah.
I was watching White Lotus with the game on the laptop. Same thing, Steve.
Yeah, no. I didn't even have the game on. I couldn't bear to watch it, so I watched White Lotus, and then White Lotus ended. I turned it back to the game. We were up 10, so it worked.
I love it.
Well played, Coach. Well played.
Yeah. No doubt. You know, I'm not a rookie. I know how to do this stuff.
Smart.
So wait a minute. If you guys are down by 10 in the first quarter tomorrow night, you're suggesting we go, like, watch Netflix or something?
Yes. You guys should definitely do that. Okay. It's helpful.
All right. Give it a shot.
I mean, that's one approach, but, man, you were down 27-5, I think, last time on the road, and we all talked about how we couldn't turn it off. And so even the Atlanta game, which kind of started out a little bit wonky, we all were locked in. What did you think of the effort after a first quarter where it seemed like Atlanta just simply couldn't miss?
Yeah, I mean, I just felt like we couldn't get our legs underneath us that first quarter. I think we gave up 40 points. They were running right past us. We weren't there defensively. They didn't feel us. And from that point on, I thought we played a really solid game. You know, we only had 10 turnovers, 29 assists, shot the ball fine, you know, nothing special. But it was one of those games where the first quarter was the difference, and we just were swimming upstream the rest of the way. We couldn't catch them. And it took a great effort from them. They had a lot of guys who really stepped up. George Niang was amazing. So it's one of those games, and you got to move on. You can't worry too much about it.
Coach, this is just a man-to-man question here. I'm very curious about, like, how this sits with you. You guys could use rest. And so to be in one city for four nights, I bet that's wonderful. At the same time, that city is Miami, and you coach a bunch of very young, rich men. So is this like a right? Is this a good thing or a bad thing that's happening this week?
I'll tell you after the results okay. of the next couple of games.
That's, all right. Yeah, fair enough. But I mean, do you guys have conversations about that? Because it's also very well discussed, in fact, recently by Jimmy Butler, that you really let the guys go be them.
Yeah, you know, we go over the schedule before the season starts. Once we get the schedule from the league, we go over the travel and what it would look like. And I can tell you this, if the guys had seen the schedule and I said, no, we're going to leave Miami immediately and go to and New Orleans, even though we don't play for a couple of days, that would have been disastrous for team morale. So, this stuff's pretty easy. You just, you know, these guys deserve to go have fun. They work so hard all year long. This is a wonderful break to get a few days in Miami. Guys are on the beach, guys are out having fun, but they all know, I mean, they have to be ready for the game tomorrow night. And I trust that they will be.
Is Steph going to be ready? I know you can't officially declare it, but how did he look today with the pelvic contusion that he suffered? How was he moving around out there?
He was moving really well. We didn't scrimmage at all, so it was all non-contact stuff. But he looked good. He felt good. And we'll just continue to list him as questionable for tomorrow, and Rick will make the decision.
Steve, I know that you're no stranger to this. For whatever reason, Jonathan Kuminga is someone that people just want to discuss every day and really micro every single maneuver he makes out there. I'd love to know what you see since he's returned in terms of both health and fitting in to, as you put it, a brand new team.
Yeah, I think he's coming along. You know, his first couple games, he really played well that first night out. I'm always of the mindset that with injured guys, the first game's the easiest one. They're just running on adrenaline. I can't wait to get back. It's the next couple that seem to get guys. But I think JK, he came out, great game against Sacramento the first game back. Little rusty, you know, for a couple games. And I think the biggest thing, honestly, is we are a different team. We're a completely different team now since before his injury. And it's obviously because we have Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy is he's the best ISO player in the league. I mean, by analytics, he's the number one ISO player in the league. So you can see, you guys are watching the games, our style has shifted a little bit. We're playing through Jimmy, and Steph, of course. But we've got to have spacing. We've got to play around Jimmy, and we're doing different things now. So it's an adjustment period for JK for sure, and we're trying to figure out rotations as well. You know, we got a lot of guys over the last couple months who are really playing well. I think Gary Payton's been one of our best players. You look at Guy and the energy that he's brought, and Buddy Hield playing well. So, yeah, a lot of guys playing well. The team's playing well. So, you know, it's up to JK to just play as hard as he can and fit in and let it play out how it plays out.
Does that ISO through Jimmy style not favor Jonathan as much as it does maybe Gary, who can sit in the corner and spot up, or Brandon, who can shoot the three from above the break?
Well, we're still kind of, looking at the combinations and You know, but you can see how teams are playing us. You know, Toronto the other night, they didn't guard anybody other than Steph. They hounded Steph everywhere. They stayed with Buddy, maybe stayed with Brandon, and then they just sat in the paint off of everybody else. And it's not the first time we've seen that kind of defense. Memphis has done that to us for years. It's very effective, you know, when teams have big guys like Poeltl and Scottie Barnes. Toronto, you know, Toronto had, and then Memphis has Jaren Jackson and all their length. So that's a way that teams have defended us. And you know, when you see that, you got to figure it out. You got to figure out how you're going to handle the way they're guarding Steph. And it comes down to spacing. You got to have space on the floor to make teams pay for that kind of defense.
Steve, this is not just about Jonathan Kuminga. It's about the whole group. And as you sort of discussed there, like, you guys are trying to figure out the new rotation. I remember after the Pistons game, you were like, I have to keep playing Gui Santos. But there have been nights where it's been a struggle for him to get minutes. What has the challenge been like for you in that before Jonathan came back, it looked like you finally had those rotations really set. And now, yeah, now they go into a not set sort of a way again.
Yeah, that's all part of the deal in this league. And you're kind of doing that all season long based on injuries and results. And you know, you're mixing and matching. When you do find something, you want to stick with it. And we've obviously found something, you know, these last 20 games. So we're gonna stay with it. But we also want to incorporate JK because he's a talented player and he can help us win games. And that's why, you know, the whole focus for him just has to be, you know, sprint the floor, rebound, you know, because of his athleticism and his force. That's how you really feel, you know, his presence on the court. So that's what we're encouraging to him. And then, as you guys know, I mean, you guys get injured, you know, things happen, things change quickly in this league. So everyone just has to stay ready.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week, Willard and Dibbs. So then what about Gui Santos? You've called him a connector. But for instance, Saturday night, only 4 minutes. Where do you see him currently as far as this rotation is concerned?
Well, that's the tricky part, you know, where you get everybody healthy. There just aren't that many minutes. And I love what Gui brings to the table. I love the passing. I love the feel. He crashes every offensive board, you know, trying to get us extra possessions. So he's really a good player for us, and he's been very effective. And but I can't play, you know, 11, 12 people. I did that early in the season, but I just don't think that's the way to go right now. So his minutes have been limited since JK came back. We're trying to play them together a little bit. You know, we're trying different things. But again, it's sort of a game-by-game basis.
It just seems like fans are hot and cold on Buddy Hield, depending on how he does and if he shoots. I was just watching Saturday, and he only took two shots. What do you think it was that led Buddy to not really look to score as much? Did they clamp down on him, or is it a little bit of a crisis of confidence for Buddy Hield?
No, not at all. But Buddy never lacks confidence. It was really just the way Atlanta guarded us. They pushed out on all of our shooters and you know, tried to pack the paint, you know, with the non-shooters. So they did a good job on Buddy. We didn't get him freed up well enough, and we got to do a better job of that.
Steve, what do you think tomorrow night really means for Jimmy?
Well, I haven't talked to him about it. You know, we had a practice today. He's been here obviously the last couple of days, and he's got a lot of people here who he's connecting with, and I think he's enjoying being back. But tomorrow will be you know, a heated atmosphere, no pun intended. It was just, you know, he was such an amazing player for this franchise, and meant so much to the fans. And I think it'll be very emotional for him, for a lot of people. But Jimmy's he's an incredible competitor. That's the main thing I've learned about him. And I know he's going to go out there and compete like crazy and get through it fine. And hopefully we can get back on track here.
There's been a lot of talk over the years about the Heat culture, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, and Jimmy certainly was a big part of it. When you think about the Warrior culture, what are the things that you think are the hallmarks of what you've tried to create there?
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think Steph Curry is he represents the culture of the team, and I think it's based on a great combination of joy and competitive desire, and those things, you know, people don't think those things go hand in hand. I think they go directly hand in hand. We've got competitors who love to play the game. Those are the kind of guys we target. I think you see the joy that Steph brings to the game. You see the fun that the guys are having, you know, when we're playing. But there's an underlying fierce competitiveness that has helped us win at the highest level multiple times. And I think those are really the two kind of main values of Warriors culture. And like I said, it comes from Steph Curry.
And I wonder, Coach, how you see that sort of fitting Jimmy Butler. I get that we're in this honeymoon phase, but I wonder what you think about the sustainability of it and the fit for that culture with Jimmy Butler.
Oh, I think it's easily sustainable because, you know, he loves to play basketball and he loves to win. And so he fits right in with our guys and what we're trying to accomplish. You know, we lost the Philadelphia game a couple weeks ago. And he sat that game out. He had a back issue. And as soon as the game ended, he came over to me and said, "Coach, I'm sorry. I hate losing. I can't sit out any more games." And I told him, I go, you gotta stay healthy. You know, if you have to sit out a game, you gotta sit out a game." And Jimmy said, "No way. We can't lose anymore." I mean, this guy is an amazing competitor, and he plays that way. But you don't get to that level if you don't love to play the game. And he loves basketball. He loves being out on the floor. And it's been fun to watch him integrate with our guys.
And Draymond is cut from the same cloth. And I can't help but think about, you know, an older Draymond who's having to play the five a lot and, you know, him maybe needing a day here or there. Have you thought about it with Rick Celebrini and as a staff about possible load management over the last 11, or is it going to be, if healthy, you got to go out there because we're chasing the six?
Yeah, if he's healthy, he's playing. And, you know, that's not coming from me. That's coming from him. I mean, he is, again, one of the world's great competitors, and we are in a huge fight trying to, you know, stay out of the play-in and get directly into the playoffs. And so there are no plans for that, but, you know, that's all related to health too. So we'll see. Hopefully he holds up fine and he plays the rest of the games.
Coach, is there any scenario in your career, player or coach, that you can think of that's kind of similar to what Jimmy will go through tomorrow night? Maybe KD back to OKC or even anything back in your playing days?
Well, for sure, you know, returning to OKC, that was as emotional a night as I've ever experienced in the NBA. I'm sure there are others. You know, I remember when I played for the Bulls, we played the Lakers when Magic Johnson decided to make his comeback. And so that game was at the Forum, you know, big night, you know, a national TV, you know, Bulls, Lakers, Magic, Michael. That was a pretty cool return and a pretty cool night. And then, of course, when Michael returned from baseball after 2 years, that game was amazing. We Market Square Arena, the Pacers, and national TV. That was just a crazy atmosphere.
I mean, I know Jimmy is a 35-year-old vet, and he can handle this, but do you say anything to him differently before the game tomorrow?
Only if I feel it. You know, he's such a pro. He knows, you know, what he's dealing with. He knows we've got his support. If I feel like I need to say something, I will. But my gut is I don't need to say much to Jimmy. I mean, he gets it. He's been in this league a long time, and he'll be ready to go.
Steve, when you won the last title in Chicago, it was a veteran-laden team. I was wondering if you had a talk with your vets about that year where it was Rodman at 37 and Michael was 35 and I think Ron Harper 34 and you and Scotty were 33 apiece. Has there been a time where you've shared that experience of being the older guys and still getting it done with this team?
No, I don't spend a whole lot of time, you know, talking about my playing days, you know, or my teams that I played on. I use the experiences that I had, you know, with those teams in my coaching, but I don't necessarily tell them the story. They don't want to hear that stuff. They don't want to hear about the old guy from, you know, 30 years ago. So,
Steve, did you see that guy that scored 42 points for the Heat last night?
Sure did. Sure did.
Hey,
I was excited for Wiggs. We all can't wait to see him tomorrow, and hopefully he doesn't give us 42. But you know, I root for that guy, and I will for the rest of his career. Yeah, that'll be special to see him tomorrow too.
Yeah, what kind of an interaction do you expect when you guys see him on the court?
Oh, a million hugs. Everybody loves Wiggs, as they should. Just an incredible human being, and we miss him around here. And all of his teammates just feel you know, so much love for Wiggs. So it'll be a hug fest out there for sure.
Coach, all right, here we go. What kind of importance do you put on tomorrow night beyond the obvious, but because of the loss on Saturday, how would you kind of describe – where your team is at mentally going into this one?
Oh, I think we're in a great place. I mean, you always look at the NBA kind of in segments. You know, you can't get through the 82 if you get too emotional with every single game. And, you know, I look at these last 20 games. We've lost four games, I think, since we've had Jimmy. All four, right down to the wire, you know, teams playing really, really well. Individual players. I mean, Quentin Grimes gets 44 on us in Philadelphia. You know, George Niang just goes nuts the other night, you know, in Atlanta. Aaron Gordon last week, like 39 points, whatever it was. I'm encouraged because when we have lost, teams have had to play really well to beat us, and the games have still been right there, you know, down the stretch. So, I think we're in a good place. We've been playing consistent basketball. And each time we've lost, we've responded really well. So that's what I expect tomorrow.
Coach, big one. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the trip out there in Miami.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. There he is, Coach Kerr, with his weekly visit right here on Willard and Dim.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.